The love of riches is supplanted by love of God, May 14. The soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. The selfish, money-loving man lives only to secure for himself the riches, honors, and pleasures of this world. He loses the eternal world from his reckoning. If men love their riches better than they love their fellow men, better than they love God or the truths of his word, if their hearts are on their riches, they cannot have eternal life. Like the young man in the Bible, many go away sorrowful because they cannot have their riches and a treasure in heaven too. They cannot have both, and they venture to risk their chance of eternal life for a worldly possession. The love of Jesus and of riches cannot dwell in the same heart. The love of God so far surpasses the love of riches that the possessor breaks away from his riches and transfers his affections to God. Through love he is then led to minister to the wants of God's cause. It is his highest pleasure to make a right disposition of his Lord's goods.